sometimes being put on the spot can lead to something unexpected, something ultimately wonderful. That's what happened to comedian Ernie G. He tells us how he found his true calling in the moment.
My name is Ernie G, a.k.a. Ernesto Tomás Grichevsky. I'm a Mexican-American, Puerto Rican, Russian, and French Catholic Jew. I am this country, gosh darn it. And I am a Latino comedian, an empowerment youth speaker, and author, and committed to transforming the world for Latinos and transforming the perception that people have of Latinos. So what I do, I'm an empowerment comedian, which is actually a phrase that I coined several years ago. I've been doing professional stand-up comedy for about 16, 17 years now, but I've been doing this empowerment comedy for about 8 to 9 years. And I was doing my thing in comedy clubs, and I loved what I was doing. It was great. But I always wanted my comedy to make a difference and not just make people laugh, but make people laugh and make people think and inspire people. So several years ago, I got asked to perform for the National Council de la Raza and their annual conference. And my buddy was like, it's got to be clean, dude. There's going to be all these like really important Hispanic people, and it's got to be clean comedy. I'm like, I think I can do like 10 minutes of clean comedy. Yeah, I think I can do that. And so I went up in front of this crowd of like 1,500 amazing Latinos, like, and about 10 minutes into my act, I was right about to finish up, the sound system crashed. And the person producing the event looked at me and he gave me a cordless mic. And he said, just keep going, keep going. And I was like, I'm done with my clean material. I don't have any more material that I can do in front of this crowd. So rather than tell jokes, I just kind of told my story about being a Latino who, his mother came over here from Mexico and first person in my family to go to college here in the United States. And I made it funny and people loved it. And I was ended up being on stage. The guy kept looking at me, stretch it, keep going, stretch it out. I was supposed to perform for 10 minutes. I performed for almost an hour. It was 52 minutes exactly when they got the sound system back working. And that's where I discovered this ability to make people laugh and to tell a autobiographical inspirational story. And that's where Ernie G, the empowerment comedian, was born, even though I hadn't coined that phrase yet. So it wasn't like an easy transition. It took me several years to go from telling straight jokes in comedy clubs and in comedy venues to being able to transition into colleges and universities and schools. And it took me about 2 years to get rid of all the old material and start doing this empowering and inspirational stuff. Everywhere I go, everywhere I perform my empowerment comedy, I find that communities of color are not getting the support that they need to not only get into college, because getting into college is great, but the retention of students, meaning that they get the support that they need to stay in college, isn't happening the way it should. And so the Hispanic Youth Symposium was a 4-day conference where these students came and they were truly empowered. But the thing that distinguished the Hispanic Youth Symposium was that we truly, genuinely transformed what students believed about themselves. It wasn't just, hey, this is how you write an essay. This is how you fill out the financial aid FAFSA form. It was, who you are is a beautiful, powerful, educated person. And students fell in love with themselves, realized that they were much more beautiful than what the world is trying to tell them that they are. So we tell students, listen to that still small voice within, that you know who you are, the way your grandma talks to you, the way that your favorite tía or tío or cousin or uncle, the way that they adore you, that's who you truly are. And so several years ago, I was asked to be the keynote speaker at UCLA's Raza graduation. So every year UCLA has a graduation and then they have a Raza grad for the Latino students, you know, with mariachis and pan dulce, you know how we do it. So I went up in front of everybody. And of course, I tell my first joke, which is my classic old school joke that Latinos, no matter how much education we have, no matter how much money we make, no matter how much affluence we attain, if we grew up in El Barrio, we will always have a little ghetto inside of us. Every time I perform that joke, I've performed it at Stanford, I performed it at Cornell, I performed it for our troops. Everywhere I perform it, 75% of the people crack up and 25% are like, we're not ghetto, we're not ghetto. So I say, if you don't like that word ghetto, replace it for survivor. Because if you're a Latino living in the United States and you're successful, then you are a survivor. So You got to love and embrace the ghetto within or the survivor within. But the first thing I do is, of course, tell a joke and get people to laugh, because once you get them laughing, then their hearts and minds open up.
Ernie G is a self-described empowerment comedian. For more information, visit our website at latinousa.org. And there's no frown.